Democrats and members of the party, like so-called Republican Asa Hutchinson and so-called Republican, what's his name, Cox, the governor from Utah, they don't care about kids who've been conned into believing they're the wrong sex. They care about something else. Power. They're afraid. There may be money in the background. Same holds true for people who are peddling the nonsense porn, which masquerades as sex ed. There's a lot of teachers who have gotten caught up in this. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what is the actual aim of all this stuff and who exactly is going to fight back against this, because I've found one guy. He's the lieutenant governor of North Carolina.
Dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. We'll get to more. In fact, a big, long clip of Mark Robinson. He was speaking in a church environment, a church from the pulpit, as he made those statements about kids who are being conned into rejecting their biological sex. They're the only sex they'll ever have, the only gender they'll ever have, everything else being an illusion. In every single cultural revolution, you reach this stage, and it's the stage from which there is no coming back. If we don't come back, we don't fight this, if we don't successfully reverse this, then the nation falls. And reversing it means stopping this portion of the cultural revolution, because this portion of the cultural revolution is about a generational divide. It is the beginning of year zero. If they pull off what they're trying to pull off, they will have altered reality for an entire generation of young people. They have altered their minds already. They're creating in these kids' heads doubt about what is obvious, legitimate, inarguable, concrete truth. And they're creating a divorce between families. That's the design. And what they're indicating to the children is you will have your utopia because you will be in charge. Anything your heart desires, you can have. And this is going to be an aspect of something that we talk about in person May 20th in Bothell, Washington, which is right outside of Seattle. It's an event my friend Julie and I are putting on, Julie Barrett from Conservative Leaders of Washington. It's a 2-hour event. Tickets are at thetoddhermanshow.com/tickets. And the title of the event is Will God Save America? And I can't wait to meet you guys. And I've met many of you, but not most of you. Can't wait to shake your hands. There's going to be no live stream, so this thing is going to sell out. Just understand that. The poisoning of the relationship between kids and parents, when it's done broadly enough, and look how broadly this is being done. This is global, except in China and Russia. You know, countries that don't particularly mean us well, or the leadership doesn't. Isn't that weird? In China or Russia, they don't allow this stuff. They don't embrace it. They don't entertain it. But the World Health Organization, which is partly run by China, pushes this into the West. This is in Scotland. It's in the UK. Although the UK's turned back from the so-called transgender stuff, they've almost completely turned the corner against it because it is inarguably bad. So, of course, the figurehead was caused to say something about this. As you listen to the figurehead speak here, what other groups could he address in this similar fashion? I could think of a whole bunch of groups he could address in a similar fashion. And listen very intently for a man who refused to say God's name when he was out campaigning. Remember when he was trying to quote the Declaration of Independence? but he wouldn't say God's name or God's title. Remember that? You know the thing. Because he knows he's not supposed to speak God's name. Well, until he's told to speak God's name.
Everyone's celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support.
And he went on to talk about hateful legislation that is attacking they and their families, attacking. And he said, and that's just wrong. Well, there is no legislation attacking anyone who chooses to identify as transgender or who inside feels like they were born in the wrong body. Just as there's no legislation attacking depressives or people with anxiety, just as there's no legislation attacking anorexics. But you're not going to put an anorexic on a starvation diet. You're not going to go to an anorexic and say, hey, you know, let's keep you on meth. That way you'll always weigh 95 pounds. Not going to do that because it's medically unsound. Now, Biden doesn't know any of this because he is the classic figurehead. But made in the image of God. Therefore, you need to be remade in the image of pharma and big medicine. Now, you see why it's the party? This topic is universally constructed in the Mockingbird media to go one direction. Only Diane Sawyer has dared to talk to young women who would like their bodies back. They were conned out of their bodily organs. Even if they somehow succeed in becoming pregnant, if their uterus is not atrophied because of the testosterone, and they somehow succeed one day in becoming pregnant, as many of them would like, they will never nourish their baby as God designed. And God said, Genesis 1:28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. He said later in Genesis, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife and they become one flesh. And he said this, start children off on the way they should go. Even when they're old, they will not turn from it. Well, how are they starting children off? The party. Confused, angry little sex bots. You must get into communities of Christians. If you cannot homeschool, you must find a way to get your family into a community of Christians, into the body of Christ, so that as your kids grow up, they see the basic start of morality, a God-informed morality, so that they can view with other eyes what is truly the theater of the absurd. Everything in it is an untruth. Everything in it is a lie. And it's a brutal lie, and this is collateral damage. See, there's very few Democrats, I think, who really want to go out and rape children. There are some. I mean, consult Jeffrey Epstein. Consult Hollywood. You know, and the problem that we're having with so-called school teachers. There are some who want to do that. I'm sure there's people who fancy themselves Republicans who have the same twisted sin problem. But what the Democrats side of the party, and with the full passive participation of Mitch McConnell and Republicans throughout this nation, their passive participation is their silence. Their silence is their consent to do this. As we talked about last week, they're building an environment that welcomes pedophiles. And gender jackers. And gender jacking and pedophilia goes very, very, very strongly together. Because in the eyes of many pedophiles, it puts the kid into a permanent state of prepubescence. It creates for them something they fantasize of. This is so evil and so completely wrong that it's almost difficult to verbalize how completely wrong and evil it is. There's a professor named Alan McKee, and incidentally, this quote is still up on Twitter. This is still up. It's been up since March 31st, 2022. This guy is bragging about what he wants to do. Entertainment, education for healthy sexual development. He, him. Not always safe for work. Reader, beware. Professor Alan McKee. What's the best porn for young people? If you're an adult wanting to support a young person in your life with healthy sexual development, here are the hacks you need. My new blog for the sex school. My new blog for the sex school for kids. If you are an adult and you harbor the desire to show kids pedophilia, you are one of two things. You're a brutal revolutionary who knows you're destroying the family, who knows you are setting kids against parents because the kids can say, why can't I watch porn? There's a professor online who says it's good for me. My school says it's good for me. In Washington State, there's a woman who works for the dictator of Washington State, Jay Inslee. She pointed to a paper that purported to show that watching porn is good for brown and black kids and disabled kids. You know, the marginalized. It's particularly good for them. She sent that out with school resources. They're either hypnotized evil or hypnotized by evil. They are misled. Or they're misleading. I think all of them are in one way or another captured by the enemy mentally, spiritually. I don't think anyone can ignore this. So how do teachers get stuck in all this? It's the slow boil process. The Overton window. Every year it opens a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. It's something else we can talk about in the classroom. It always starts by hiding itself in good. Always. We need a safe place for kids who feel like they're gay. Agreed. We need a safe place for kids who feel they're in the wrong body. Agreed. We need a safe place for kids, full stop. Safety is not, you're right, chop your body up. Safety is not, you're right. Make your identity a desire you have right now. That's your identity. That's not safety. It's nothing like safety. There is a result to all this. That's from the top, this professor saying these things. This is not from the top. It's a teacher welcomed into a classroom in these environments. And by the way, this is in Texas where this happened. Texas.
Police announced former Keller ISD band director Jedediah Moss is now facing 14 more child indecency related charges. That's in addition to the three charges from last October.
That part was uncommon for me, just to have so many victims from the same reported person.
The 36-year-old was first arrested last fall. Investigators say students accused Moss of exposing himself in a Bear Creek Intermediate School bathroom. After that, a tip line was set up.
With more victims, there's more information.
New affidavits show parents and victims called that tip line to report incidents as far back as the 2015-2016 school year and as recent as September 2021. According to those court records, several victims reported to police that Moss asked students to join him in the restroom and watched the students at a urinal while he performed a sex act on himself.
6 years of parents reporting this. And the schools lock it down. Compare it to Virginia. How many girls had to be raped by the boy who was pretending to be a girl on the occasions where he wanted to go to school and find a private place to rape girls? It was two of them. And the schools tried to shut that down. It's happening in prisons. And you could say what you will about people who end up in prison. They are, in fact, human beings. They are, in fact, feeling like and being housed like the least of these. The fact that the national news media, this so-called news media, the mockingbirds, do not report on the fact that there are right now women in prison with bunkmates who are men. And please, I beg you, don't say biological men. Please, anytime you say biological men or biological women, it gives away the game. You're tacitly admitting that there's something else. There's not. There are men and there are women. We on our side have got to begin to win the language battle, because when you invent language, you invent ideas. The word transgender is fully invented out of whole cloth. It means nothing, and yet it means everything in these days' societies. And if you have a Republican in your state who will not talk about this thing the way it should be talked about, get rid of that Republican, banish them. This is the battle. This is the culmination of the battle. See, if they turn this generation completely over, when we are older, It's quite obvious who's going to be running things. It's quite obvious the realm of reality they're going to inhabit, where you invent something, you decide you want it, and you become it. Where if you want to have sex with a person, thing, or place, or item, or a bunch of people's items, etc., you do that because it feels good to you, because love is love. This leads inexorably down a path, love is love, leads inexorably down a path that every nation has walked. And every time a nation has walked this, it ends up in ruin. It has never worked and it will never work. And yes, it goes directly against God's plan. It also goes against biological safety. It goes against physical safety. It goes against psychological safety. And yet it's being perpetrated. When we get to this point of a cultural revolution and you're working in one of these fields, if you're a teacher and you are in an environment like this and you know it's wrong, I beg you, you have got to speak out. You will be fired. You will lose your career. There are some of us who've already sacrificed careers. There's many. There's brothers and sisters of ours in the military who said no to the shots. They sacrificed their careers. People in hospitals have done this. There are people who've walked from the healthcare field when they were told they had to kill babies. There's a parallel society that can be built, but not until we begin to tear this society down, not in a violent sense, but by extracting ourselves from it. The extraction of ourselves from this and then the purposeful creation of Christian communities where this stuff is what it should be. It is expressed in love. We are not to mock or be angry at people who've been victimized by this stuff, for love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And it does not rejoice in evil. If you're in an environment in schools and you're working in the schools and you are letting this stuff happen around you, you're participating in it. And I hate to say that because I'm picturing three friends right now who I know are teachers. And they're beautiful people. And two of them know the Lord and walk with the Lord. One of them, one of the most godly men I've ever known, and I know he struggles. I know he does. But to allow this to happen around you is to be passively involved. See, this is not just from the top down in the States. It's global. But in the States, look at the degree to which they'll go to normalize this. Now, this is a bizarre clip. In this clip, you have a fake news network, MSNBC. Does anyone disagree with me that it's not a news network? It's absolute propaganda. Everybody knows this, like CNN. You have a fake news network interviewing a fake woman who is wearing a fake military outfit and using a faked up version of a military title. Admiral. And he answers a question with a fake answer. And as you listen to this clip, listen to how narcissistic this is. At the center of so much of transgender ideology is the celebration of narcissism, of rejecting anything but your desires. If you want sex this way, you have sex this way. If it begins at the age of seven, it begins at the age of seven. If you believe little kids should watch porn and you can provide it, then you provide it. If you believe they're better off doing orgies and such when they're in seventh grade, ninth grade, then you provide that environment. If you want to be seen as a brave, brave woman because you're nothing more than a has-been man who couldn't perform in sports and so you want to be a champion, then you go out and you steal it from women. You hear from Rachel Levin in a second here. Fake news network interviews a fake woman wearing a fake military outfit using a faked up version of the word admiral. And this is where the party has brought us. You know, how long have I been married? It's going on 22 years, 23 years. And I know enough that you tread carefully around talking about weight with your wife. I just this morning was in the kitchen getting some more coffee, and I saw my wife walk by, and I said, "Hey, I noticed the weight loss in your face." And she said, "Yeah, I think it's starting to happen." She goes, "It's a great program." She's talking about Sota Weight Loss, S-O-T-A, weightloss.com. She said, "It's a great program." She left. She went to the dog park. So I was home for a bit on my own and feeling a little under the weather. So I took a nap, got up, did more show prep. She came back. She walked in the door. She goes, "I saw myself in the rearview mirror. You're right. I can see it in my face. SotaWeightLoss.com." Now, it's not just cosmetics, but honestly, I saw a fellow, I'm not radio host anymore, but I saw a fellow radio TV host on the TV the other day, and I worried about him. I remember saying to my wife, "Wow, he looks horrible. Is he okay? No, seriously, is he okay?" And it's not that people who have extra weight on their body look horrible innately. It is that I know the health problems that come with it. Because when I see it, I think about my father and the person who was hidden inside, in his case, several hundred pounds of unwanted fat. I so wish that I could have got him to do a program like Sota Weight Loss. That's the sentimental side. Here's the mathematical side. These guys lock in numbers early. They benchmark early with you. They track exactly your progress. You work with a nutritionist assigned to you. You get more attention when you don't have to go into the office because they can meet with you more often. They give you foods that match up to your needs to drop this unwanted weight. There's a reason that they've exploded onto the national scene, and there's a reason they want to reach out to you because they want a relationship with you. It's SotaWeightLoss.com, S-O-T-A, weightloss.com. I had this thought the other day, and see, because I've had the arm in the sling, I got this great gift the other day. I called the doctor's office and said, "Hey, can I take a real shower without having the plastic bag taped to my arm where the incision is?" And the lady said, "Oh, yeah. Good. You could take a shower." So, you know, it's those little simple pleasures that kind of freed the mind. So, oh my gosh, I get to go take a shower and I don't have to have plastic taped all over me. And I got out and was drying off and my mind was clear. And I started to think about this clip. And I started to just wonder to myself, how is it that more people can't look at the completely synthetic nature of this? I've talked before about learning. There were so many things I learned in DC. One of them was I went into our research room and a guy named Jeff ran that research room. And Jeff is a throat cutter, man. Very good at what he does. He's one of the best in the business. And he's a professional Republican. He is. And he's all down with you go where the votes go. But he's super good at OPPO. Opposition research. So I went in and there was Jeff in his office, and Jeff and I had a pretty awful, god awful relationship at the first, you know, year we worked together. And then he left the committee, and I'll let him describe why. But I walked into the office and they had these questions on the whiteboard. And they were obviously questions for journalists. I said, "Oh, that's what's that?" He goes, "Oh, those are the questions we got into the morning shows and TV." "So what do you mean you got in?" He goes, "Oh, they're going to ask those questions because we gave them the research and then we gave them the questions around this." I go, "They do that?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, yeah. On any of the shows that have any conservative hosts, we write the questions for them. We do the research." I go, "You're kidding me." He goes, "No, you thought they did that work?" "Wow. No, we actually get a bonus for every question we get inserted into the morning shows, the morning news shows, like Meet the Depressed, as Rush used to call it. God rest him." And that was this indicator. Well, how much of this is fabricated? A lot. So a fake news network talks to a fake woman wearing a fake military uniform using a faked up version of the word admiral.
"How much do you see yourself in some ways, Admiral Levine, as a role model for trans kids, given that you are such a high ranking official in the government?"
"Well, thank you so much. It is such an honor to serve in this position. It's an honor to have been nominated and then confirmed as the Assistant Secretary for Health, and then truly an honor to have taken the uniform of the United States Public Health Service Commissioned Corps as a four-star admiral. So I am truly privileged, and I am honored to serve as a role model for transgender individuals. But what I want to do is give back. And what the two ways that I can give back is, one, to be very vocal people and advocate for the LGBTQI plus community, specifically transgender individuals, and to work on specific policies at HHS and throughout the administration that support diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Okay, so the three words. Incidentally, one of his big proposals that he's stuck on, and the same thing they're stuck on in Canada, in fact, they're doing it in Canada. I've run clips on the show about this program in Canada where they trans street kids. Truly, kids who are in shelters, they have so-called therapists go to them and talk to them and say, you know, the reason you're homeless is you're born in the wrong body. And they're finding some 80% of kids all of a sudden qualify for hormones and surgery. Cha-ching. One of his big desires is to trans a bunch of kids permanently. And I want to be careful about how I say this. Because there are people who for decades have been, for the human existence, there have been people who are uncomfortable in the body they were born. They are not the opposite sex. That has never happened. You're never born in the wrong body. And there's been people in those situations who have served honorably, worked honorably. We're no longer at that point. We're at a point where a man who runs HHS, who is utterly failed in his job from Pennsylvania, utterly failed in terms of COVID, brutal failure. You're talking about a man who protected his own parents. He wouldn't put them in nursing homes where there were COVID positive people, but he put other people's parents in hospitals where there were COVID positive people. He has utterly failed in his core duty in Pennsylvania. He was involved in the pharma scam there. And he's so narcissistic and obsessed with the idea that one can become something one can never be that he intends to push this down on children. That is not a mentally sound man. Now, one can have depression and anxiety and be in all other ways functional. People can have gender dysphoria and be in all other ways functional. But when you combine that delusion and that psychosis with massive, not just neuroses, but this ego, this narcissism, that's not sound thinking. Sound thinking can't come from that. I think specifically of listeners I've had to the radio show for years who live life as a separate sex, as the opposite sex. And they do a really good job at the illusion. You know what? They're very good at what they do. And you know what? They don't want kids getting shot up. Republicans are not coming to the rescue. Repentance, turning our face to the Lord, starting this moment, to build Christian communities around ourselves. Join one. Because our kids growing up with that as baseline normal will help block from them what the world is going to push onto them. And if you want to save your country, you have to save the kids from this stuff because there's a full-fledged assault. You take Rachel Levin, the fake woman in a fake military outfit on the fake title on the fake news network, and look and see what is happening in their country to kids' minds. Then listen to what's happening to parents' minds. And then we'll get to this clip from the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. I mean, he said it very, very well.
Dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try.
That's exactly right. God created a young man named Alan and his brother. His name is Ian. And God put some challenges in front of this family. Alan from Alan's Artisan Soaps doesn't have the life you and I have, but he has life and he has vigor and he has hope. And every single day, Alan achieves something that many of us never will. Alan is the chief soap officer of Alan's Soaps Alan's Artisan Soaps at alansoaps.com. His life is filled with school, bunch of Minecraft, work, but no words. He's nonverbal. The soap company that his father built for him is legitimately that. It's a place where Alan goes to work. And Alan Soaps starts with the product. We ask you to try the product. Go to alansoaps.com. There's some new scents coming out, by the way. And I'll let you know when I can talk specifically about those. But the existing scents are subtle, unique, and they're based upon Alan's childhood memories. You won't find soap like it anywhere else. It's small batch. They're advised by a family that creates soaps and has for three generations. When you purchase the soap, you're going to get a picture of Alan and then understand this. This is a template. If this company works, because they're supposed to have robots doing the job that Alan's doing, but he does a better job because he does it with love. If this works at Alan Soaps, at alansoaps.com, just feel in your heart all the other kids, young people like Alan, who could be told to stay home, collect the Biden bucks, be stored rather than restored, and then just examine what is our role as people of God. We all need to clean our bodies. All we ask is that you try Alan Soaps once. If you love it, sign up for a subscription plan. AlansSoaps.com. Have you read the Bible lately? I mean, there's some places where the Bible really requires some study. I mean, one should study the Bible. Let me say that again. One should study it to make sure that we're always learning from it, because it's obviously perhaps the most deep book ever written. In fact, it is the most deep book ever written. But it's also a book of clarity. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. It's the first commandment with a promise. God promising something in return. It's a book of clarity. God made us in his image. Male and female, he made us in his image. It's a book of lessons. It's a book of warnings. Go back and read the Bible and read of the times where a king could snap his fingers and summon someone to death. I was reading Daniel this morning. King could snap his fingers, Nebuchadnezzar, and sends Daniel's friends, whose names I can never remember, into the furnace to be burned, although God joined him in there and they weren't burned. But he could snap his fingers with that power. It is a warning about the effects of having unrighteous, corrupt men running things, men who live by their desires. You think of the pharaohs and their desires and the perversity that followed there. We are here now. The difference is this is being done on purpose. The difference is it's aimed at destruction of the family. The difference then is that we have the response. The response is to join together as people of God. I beg you to examine, when was the last time you went to not just church, but to a small group? When was the last time your kids experienced a small group environment of Christians gathering simply for fellowship? But fellowship in a place where God's word is respected, where the outside world is looked at for what it is, the outside, where people are prayed for. I can happily pray for Rachel Levin, that he would be disabused of the psychosis. And I can pray for this young woman. The psychosis, the delusion under which Levin operates, or it could just be a desire. It is washing down throughout society. This is a lovely young woman. I say physically attractive young woman. Tattooed up. Okay. Do what you will with that. Look at what she believes about herself.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to get on here to say happy Visibility Day to my trans, queer, and non-binary family. I feel so honored to be able to celebrate this day. My name's Lavender Lou.
That's the same girl, by the way.
In my mid-20s, I am currently you know, posted up in some stolen Multnomah lands. I identify as Two-Spirit, and have my relationship with my divine masculine and my divine feminine are very omnipresent every single day. I have very much an embodiment of male and female energy that doesn't sway. To all my other trans family, I want you to know that I see you, that I love you, that this universe is undergoing an immense reconstruction right now, but that we've got this. As long as we continue to stand together and to stand in our truths, we've got this.
Everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. I want you to know that your president sees you.
Same language. Same con. Now, that girl appears to be 20 years old, and perhaps she'll grow out of this because Two-Spirit people, well, there's no surgery for that. Well, why not? Why not have a face carved into your belly? Why not have a face carved onto the back of your head? Oh, they'd never do that. No, in fact, there are animalizing surgeries that are being done to people. People are having their teeth sharpened like dragons. People are having scales built into their skins. People are having their eyes permanently changed to be reptilian. Well, that's just a small group of people, is it? It is now. But it won't be later. The party's design for all of this is to give people the ultimate illusion that they control themselves, that they are their own gods. Why do you need a god when you are a god? It's the ultimate step towards the ultimate battle. This is a mother, and she's describing her child and when the child began to understand the child was born in the wrong body.
Now, you and your husband were known as the parents of four boys in your community before Chazzy transitioned. So what was that transition like for you as a parent? And what is your advice to other parents who are on a similar journey?
So when Chazzy, our daughter, when she really started to communicate to us, and that was at the earliest moment that she actually had words and language to communicate to us who she truly was, we were a little surprised.
Words and language. Mama? Daddy? My daughter thought her stuffed animals were real. And she once cried because my mother said, "No, honey, they're not real." My daughter was convinced. No, I've seen them move. I've seen them walk about my room. My mother would come to me and go, "You got to correct that." And go, "Why? Why? It's imagination. She's going to grow out of this." Well, kids aren't being allowed to grow out of this imagination. If that child had gone to that mother, and with whatever verbal cues this mother is making up in her own head, had indicated that I'm a dinosaur, would they have given her teeth sharpening surgery after her permanent teeth came in and scales? Why not? You be you. We should be falling to our knees in prayer for people like this. We should be falling to our knees that we've not done more to create these communities. There is an article, a couple of them on Disney, that just put this right on the spot point from the City Journal. Disney's child predator problem. The Disney company has presented itself as a voice for America. We know that. Behind this meticulously curated self-image, Disney has a longstanding problem with child predators. 2014, reporters at CNN published a bombshell six-month investigation discovered at least 35 Disney employees have been arrested for sex crimes against children, attempting to meet minors for sex, possession of child pornography over the previous 8 years. They go through some of the horrifying cases. Robert Klingsover, who oversaw the ride repairs at Disney World, enticed someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl for sex in a private residence. Joel Torres, another Disney employee, allegedly brought condoms with him to have sex with a 14-year-old child. Alan Trestor, a concierge at the park's Animal Kingdom Lake, went to meet a 14-year-old boy to fulfill a fantasy of being a teddy bear for a younger chaser. In all three cases, the men were met and arrested by the police who'd set up the trap to catch child predators in the Orlando region. Klingsover denied the charges. Treacher admitted that he had molested a 15-year-old boy a few weeks prior to his arrest. They go through other cases of this stuff at Disney. Now, why would this be at Disney? Because it's where the kids are. This is CEO of Disney who claims to have a so-called trans and so-called pangender children. Does she harbor these desires? No, she's part of an ecosystem that's been utterly, utterly conned by gender jackers who are very, very good at what they do. And they start with this. Do you want to save the kid's life? That's literally how it starts. Your views on this kid's gender will determine whether or not they commit suicide. That is a bold-faced lie. Just as it's a bold-faced lie that kids need access to pornography, and anybody who's sane or not adopted by, conned by evil, or hasn't been slow-cooked in a pot of evil gets this completely. You'll hear from the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, on this. Oh, and also a gay Disney employee. So it's Bothell, Washington, May 20th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. My friend Julie Barrett and I are going to speak on the topic of Will God Save America? Julie will present, and then I will present. That's the organizing theory around the event, Will God Save America? And Julie knows something about being saved. Just 3 years ago, she got saved by Christ Jesus. And she has been under just enormous attack, and yet she will not stop. She's one of the people who stayed to fight in Washington State. She continues to fight. She's got a huge group of women there called Conservative Ladies of Washington, not Republican, but conservative. Julie's a great speaker. You love hearing from her. I'm just now beginning to work on the scripture behind my presentation that night. I take it very seriously. Obviously, anytime I invoke the word of God, the event is on pace to sell out. The tickets are $20. There's going to be no live stream because it's not fair to the people who are going to attend. We hope very much. People are asking for swag and stuff for the show. I find that so difficult to promote. Anything with my name on it makes me feel icky. Like self-promotion. But when we have some of that there, we'll have some Bone Frog coffee, Allen soaps on hand. Tickets are $20. You go to thetoddhermanshow.com/tickets. thetoddhermanshow.com/events. This is from a gay employee at Disney. A few years ago, as I was strolling through Fantasyland during Mickey's Not Scary Halloween party, a young boy around 8 or 9 complimented me on my Fix-It Felix costume. "Thank you," I said. "I like yours too." He was dressed as Tinkerbell. At the moment, I felt so proud to be a Disney cast member. I thought, how great that the Disney World is a place where this boy can feel free to dress in that costume, and how wonderful it is that his parents let him. When I was his age, I was watching Three's Company and listening to Mr. Roper call Jack Tripper Tinkerbell as the audience laughed at the gay put-down. A lot of gay men will connect with this, as many of us are not your stereotypical, rambunctious, athletic, masculine boys. While I never wanted to dress up as a fairy, I loved the color purple, hated sports, played librarian, a woman's job at the time, and asked Santa to bring me the Donnie Marie Barbie doll for Christmas. Yes, he delivered. So I can understand why many of my fellow gay cast members were upset when they heard that the Florida government had voted for the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. They looked back on their own childhood and wondered how things would have been different if someone had told them it was okay to be gay. Or maybe someone who come out as gay in their teens, resulting in them being abused or even thrown out of the house by their parents. These are sad stories, and I empathize with the emotions involved, so I understand why there was a visceral reaction to hearing that Florida enacted a bill that stopped teachers from saying the word gay, except for one thing. It's not true. As most people hopefully know by now, the bill does not mention the word gay once. Here are some statements from Lesbians United on the bill. Despite what you may have heard, the Parental Rights in Education Act does not require schools to out gay students to abusive parents, nor does it erase gay people for in gay history. Rather, the Parental Rights in Education Act would protect children, including young lesbians and gay boys, from exposure to inappropriate sexual content and give loving and supportive parents access to the information they need to protect and guide their children.
The Parental Rights in Education Act, which is major news outlets and homophobic organizations that smeared as Don't Say Gay, isn't about gay erasure at all. And the piece goes on. And there are more Disney employees who are standing up to this. And I repeat again, if you work in a place where this stuff is transmitted, promoted, enforced, you have a decision to make. Be a passive participant or a non-participant. I'm living in it. I know what it is to turn your back on money. God is providing. You have provided for this podcast. The Lord is providing. I firmly believe if you step away from being involved, even in a passive sense, in perverting God's children, God is going to reward you sevenfold. He says as much. You follow the Lord. When you walk into work and you feel sick, and you know what's being done is wrong, and you're watching your colleagues fall into it, please drop in prayer and consult God. Is this truly the work in which you're to be involved? The Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, sounds like a guy who's going to be governor. Very powerful speaker. I try not to be swayed by powerful speakers in politics because it's the oldest trick in the book, rhetoric. I don't think this is rhetoric. I don't think this is pretend. I don't think it's posing. I think this man legitimately believes every word he speaks, and he speaks with passion and knowledge. It's not my style of preaching, but it's his. It's effective. It's his community's. He speaks from a church pulpit.
There's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up. And I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. We need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell.
So, hey, Mitch McConnell, it's not far from your neck of the woods. Hey, Kevin McCarthy, what's the black vote doing in California? Why are you standing back on this? I had a conversation with a former fellow talk show host. He's still a talk show host. He runs a bit with the shiny shoes. And I asked him way back in the day. Incidentally, I shouldn't give this because it would give away his identity. I was going to say something indicative of our relationship, but I'll not do that. We were having lunch and I asked him about Republicans and issues like this. And he said, there's a saying in Olympia, Washington. Olympia is the capital of the separate country of Washington. It's the gay TM. G-A-Y-T-M, like an ATM. And what these guys have told me, Todd, is just a few key votes here or there, and they'll pay us. Campaign donations? Yes. Laundered campaign donations. How else? They will not primary them. There are Republicans in office so craven, so avaricious to keep their seats of power and grift that they accept these campaign donations. They know that PFLAG and others will not primary them if they just do as they're told. We have these conversations. I always think of the children I met when we went through the thickest, most frightening part of our journey through family mental health, adolescent mental health. And I always think of a young person named Jasper. Jasper had arrived at being no gender, gender fluid. They, Jasper. That was who Jasper was. We were in a conversation one day. I loved Jasper. The minute I met this kid, I thought she was incredibly interesting. An artist. I saw her drawings. That's what drew me to her. What? She drew these at her age? We were in a facility once in Arizona. She was laying in the concrete. And she had a blanket around her. It was kind of cold, but warm on the sun and warm on the concrete, the gray concrete, the gray blanket. Jasper in a gray shirt. And I walked up and said, "Hey, someone's going to step on you. You look the same color as the concrete." She looked up and said, "Yeah, I know. I'm okay with that." I said, "You must be Jasper." "Yeah, I saw your drawings." We were in an encounter group. We're talking about identities. When kids are sexually assaulted or face other significant trauma, they shatter. And there's something they call integration therapy. It's taking the pieces that shatter apart. Kids don't know who they are. So their identity is shattered. Think of glass. And the therapist goes about labeling the glass pieces. So here's you, the singer. Here's you, the track runner. And they start to put those back together. That yes, you may have feminine qualities. You may have masculine qualities. You may have all sorts of qualities in this quilt that is you. Our job is to put them back together. When we went to this encounter, someone asked us, one of the therapists, "What's some things you observe about Jasper?" I said, "Two things. Jasper's an artist, and Jasper wants to disappear. And I hope that the artist wins." And she didn't want to, because it's supposed to be adversarial sometimes. Not supposed to be, but it ends up being between the olders and the youngers in these encounter groups. She didn't want to, but she knew exactly what I was talking about. It was a moment on the concrete. She smiled. I happen to know through an update that Jasper is put back together. A full human being. Now, if we can just have her come around to being a child of God. This is the Todd Herman Show. Go be well. Be strong. Be kind. And yes, yes, yes. Let's remember our actual identity and from whom it came.